Shita, Talmud of Kiddush is Doraisa. So one thing, one opinion that Kiddush Alayayim is Doraisa, but Hamdor Torah Shiitam is only the Rabbanah. There was an opinion that it's considered a bracha of Atosh, even though you're just holding the Torah and you're not drinking from it. And all the requirements to sit in the Torah is only the Rabbanah. And then he quoted another opinion that the drinking of the Torah itself is also Menachor, just Kiddush Mahmoud is the Rabbanah. And the opinion before that was that Alayayin is only the Rabbanah. This is an interesting opinion, that Brach ala Tos is the Raisa and drinking the wine is only the Rabbanah. It's quite an interesting opinion. Place inside the Yod Yus in Nazir about Dalar and Aleph, that a Nazir, although he's forbidden by Natera to drink wine, that's what Nazir is all about. Human being in Asuna and Nazir, Yain and Tuman to Blacha, so Yain is a Hanitza or Raisa, so Yain Kiddush and Abdal, so he's permitted to drink. That is the Yus of Hagon and the Yus of the Yod Vishen when the Gemara. Rabbi Tam says that Losh and Nazir Mishina, that the Losh and Agimara and Nazir, all the Mesistas edited by Rabbi Ravashi, but he didn't change the whole text. That different people wrote all the different assistants and they did the overall editing job. But the different assistants sometimes had different styles of Hebrew, of Aramaic in them. So Nazir is the most machine of all. That's how Rabbi Tam says. Losh and Nazir machine in the Zohar is also different. And Tmura is very different. Tmura always has different machines in the Gemara. Losh and Acher, always very strange. And Nazir rules the tribes. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, and Davdalud Nazir, Losh and Nazir Mishin, and that's why the Gemara misunderstood the Gemara. The Gemara should be read with me. It means to say that the Nazir is not a drink, Yain Kiddush, Ravdal, but certainly not lawful. But the old shot that the old Rishonim had was, no, that a Nazir is only forbidden to drink other wine, but Yain Kiddush, Ravdal, he's permitted to drink. How do you explain that? So usually people assume that the pshat is that the old Rishonim and the Gemara are of the opinion that the third sheet in the Mishnah Berurah, so the fourth sheet of Talmud and Kiddush is there, as well like the third sheet that not only is Kiddush Alayayin the right, and the Rav Tzad Sheitim is also the right, that if you don't drink, so it's not called the Brach Alatos. So that's why the Gemara held that the Nazir is permitted to drink the Yain Kiddush Ravdala, and they hold that Kiddush and Havdala are both their right, and even Havdala Alayayin is their right. That was their gist. The only problem is, Rabbi Chanan Asminas and the Sefer on Yoram is still, why is the Nazir permitted to drink? What did the Gemara say? Because he was obligated to make Kiddush and Havdalah from the day he became Bar Mitzvah. And if the next day after his Bar Mitzvah he accepts, or the minute after he becomes Bar Mitzvah, he accepts upon himself to become a Nazir, so how can he cancel the obligation thereafter that previously was following him already? He's already Mitzvah the Yomid. He's already Mitzvah the Yomid that he has to drink the Yain Kiddush Havdalah. So the Hanukkah is, why is that so? The din only is that somebody has to drink. It's not a din that each and every individual person has to drink. So let somebody drink the wine. Let somebody make Kiddush and drink the wine, and the Nazir will be Yotze with Shemei Kohen. But perhaps one could say, well, there is the Shittas, the Bala Michtam, and the Sefer Michtam on Pesachim, on Perek Avot Pesachim. He's of the opinion that whoever doesn't drink the wine is not Yotze Kiddush. I'm Rav Tzad Sheita means whoever wants to be Yotze has to drink. Whoever doesn't drink isn't Yotze. The Rashban, the Sefer Mishpat, one of the late Rishonim. The Beis Yosef quotes the Mishpat, very rarely. The Beis Yosef quotes the Mishpat in Hilchos Sukkah, but the Dal Minim Shebelul about not Miyakvim Zezet. It's against the Mishnah in Menachem. The Mishnah says they are Miyakvim Zezet. So somehow he plays his way out of that Mishnah. He said, Mishnah goes, Luki Chatam, I forgot. Basically, the German office raised the question that the reason why Dalai Minim Shabbat Ram Akhmin goes there is because it says, well, Lekachtem, Lekichatama, Lekichashleima, Lekachtem. So maybe you only need Lekichatama on the first day of Sukkot, but the rest of the days of Sukkot, that if you bite into the Esther, you might say, Esther, Gachasa is good, you see that there's no Psil of Lekichatama, but maybe there's no Psil of, if you don't have all the Dalai Minim together either. The person says, no, it's not the same thing as Lekichatama. Not only that, two dinners in the same process to the Kachtan with Kihatama. The one dinner is three dinners. The Kachtan with Kihatama, or the Chasir is Tassel. The Kachtan with Kihatama, the Kihashlein, and the Roman Dalmim on the Akhtan Zerizet. The Kachtan with Kihatama, the Kihatama, the Kihatama, the Kihatama. Each and every person has to shake his own Dalmim. You can't just have the rabbi or the thousand shake a little, then everybody will be Asian. Every single person has to do the Kihatama Dalmim. But the Gemara says it's
We learn after 3 feet and from the ten, from the fact that. So the Gemara says in Sukkah that Lekicha Tamo, that Chaser is possible only prior to the first day, by the after the first 2 days. That's the Shem Shabbat is also, Chaser is possible. So just like Lekicha Tamo is not Miyakid when we brought in Chaser, Bishra Yimei HaKav, maybe Lekicha Tamo that the Dalamina Mamiyakid should also not apply the rest of the days in Sukkah. And maybe Lekach Ten, Shetei Lekicha Lechalach HaBiyachad, should also not apply all the rest of the days in Sukkah. The Tyson says that it's not the same. That there's a difference. That Lekach Ten Chaser is a Psul. Even though the Psul only applies the first day. But you're going to change the whole nature of the whole Mitzvah. If the rabbi can shake the lulav and all the balabasim will be Yetzer. So you don't need Lekicha Lechalach HaBiyachad, that's not going to change. And Lekach Ten, that the Dal Minim on the Akim Zedah, that's not going to change either. If you don't have the Dal Min, you're not doing the Mitzvah at all. But if you have a dalabin, the only thing is that if the yesrig has a psul on it, if it's a lemon, it's no good kol shim either. But if the yesrig is an yesrig, the only thing is that it's missing a little bit. If chasa moves off, whoever the yesrig is missing, no good. But whoever the yesrig is there. But if chasa moves on the yesrig, so I say that, on the first day that's a psul, the lakachtam, the kichatamo, the kichashleim, and the rest of the days, you don't have the psul. The Mishnah Berurah has a machlek is not that. Because that's the shayla. Maybe it's a psul haba. The Ramo says that if you're missing the titim, so it's a psul of haba. And if machlek is the machaber and the Ramo, based on the machlek is the Ramo, and says that the haba is a psul of kol shiva, are only on the first 2 days. But the Ramo's opinion, the machaber passes on the Ramo, the haba only passes the first 2 days of stupid. Just like you only, just like chasa doesn't pass the kol shiva, the haba doesn't pass the kol shiva either. And the Ramo passes that there's a difference. The chasa doesn't pass the kol shiva. But how the process goes through. That's not how this is. I'm sure it's not in so it depends where you took the bite. Took the bite on top, it'll be a psul of hover. Took the bite on the bottom, it'll just be a psul of hover. I've heard of a stranger thing. Okay. Different clemens. What's called hover, what's called hover. Yep. So the Bala Mishnah has this wild sheet that is just identifying that. They say she quotes the Bala Mishnah. He had this... That's on Sukkot. I don't know if you ever quote the Bala Mishnah on Sukkot. We have our brother Sukkot and Sukkot, I think. The one Sefer. Anyway, so this Sefer on Mishnah has this Kiddush that whoever does drink the wine is not yet. I, the Rashbam, has a wife in the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem. The Gemara says that on Yom Kippur, you don't say Kiddush. You don't say Kiddush on a wife. But the Gemara says you do say Shechyonim. So we say Shechyonim in Shul. The Chazan says Shechyonim on Yom Kippur. Before you got married, anybody says Shechyanu along with the Chaz. So the Gemara says, well, let's say Shechyanu al HaKos. Why don't we have a Tos Yain? So the Gemara says, you won't accomplish anything. What are you going to accomplish? Say Shechyanu al HaKos. And no one's going to drink the wine. It's Yom Kippur already. And you can't say Shechyanu on Erev Yom Kippur. And then when you got married, then you'll be Mekabit. You should say Erev Yom Kippur because the minute you say Shechyanu, it becomes Yom Kippur whether you like it or not. You can't be Yaitri by saying Shechyanu on Erev Yom Kippur. That's the Gemara on Erev and Daf Mem. That's why the women have to know that if they want to bench lift early on Erev Yom Tov or Erev Yom Kippur, if their minig is that they say Shechyanu, when they bench lift, so they cannot make a tnai that they're not Mekabel Shabbos. Because Machlokes is the Bahag in the other Rishonim in Perek Bamin Adlikin, in the second Perek in Shabbos, where they have Lokas on Erev, is Tosefes Shabbos Bal Kocho for all the Bnei Abdi, the double Machlokes. The Bahag's opinion is that Lokas on Erev is Tosefes Shabbos for all the Bnei Abdi's Bal Kocho. Not only Tosef Shabbos for the Isha, I'm at Lekas, it's Chal on all of Nehabai. And Tzal doesn't help. It's Chal Bal Kochim for all of Nehabai. That's what he says. When it comes Shabbos Chanukah, you have to bench Chanukah lift before you bench lift the Shabbos. And if I mistake, you bench Shabbos lift first, then no one in the family can bench Chanukah lift. Because once the one person for all the members of the household benches lift, so Tosef Shabbos Bal Kochim for all of Nehabai. Just like Moshe Lamad Davidayna, we learned the Gemara in the end of Lekshayim, I think, that if the Sibur is Mekabel Tosef HaShabbos, so the Tosef HaShabbos of the Kohol is Chal Bal Kochim for all of Bnei Sibur, even if they don't want to accept it. So the Bahad claims that that's what Halakha Sanderis is, that the Tosef HaShabbos Bal Kochim for all of Bnei Abayis. If we don't follow the Bahad's opinion, we disagree with him on the two points. Number one, we say it's only Tosef HaShabbos for the Isham HaLakas, it's not a Tosef HaShabbos for all the other Bnei Abayis. And number two, that the Tosef Shabbos for Isha not like this is not Bal Kocho. And if she wants to make a Tanai, even only a Tanai delay, the Tosef Shabbos is not Chal. So that's a common practice that a lot of women bench lift and then on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom or whatever, and then they continue to do Melachos even after the bench lift. and then we kabbal Shabbos later. So this is only good if they didn't say Shachyanu. Shabbos, you don't say Shachyanu, but Yom Tov, you say Shachyanu. So many women have the practice of reciting Shachyanu when they ben shlich, even though the Acharonim say it's not really right, because the Gemara says Shachyanu em rafilu bashuk. Shachyanu on Yom Tov, you can really recite even not alayan, has nothing to do with Kiddush. But the Gemara says that since you're saying Kiddush alayan, so you may as well say the Shachyanu, not say bashuk on your way back from shul, walking home from shul. But you should rather say the Shachyanu to recite that also alakot. So if the proper thing is to recite Shachyanu alakot, so why should the women be so hasty and rush to recite the Shachyanu b'shal tov lakot on there? They should also wait till they say Kiddush, because their husband says Kiddush. So it says it's not really proper to recite the Shachyanu b'shal tov lakot on there. Those are the meaning, because they say those who clearly have the meaning that their mothers and their grandmothers and their great-grandmothers all the way back till the days of Mamre Hasina, say Shachyanu. When they bench lift on Erev Yom Tov, so let them continue with their meaning. But whoever doesn't know for sure what his meaning is should not adopt this meaning. Not from the developing men husband to say Shachyanu when you bench lift on Erev Yom Tov, because the proper thing really is to save the Shachyanu till you recite the Kiddush Alayyan, because you enhance the Shachyanu thereby. So the a bracha al akot is more chashuv than a bracha that's not al akot.
So you think you shouldn't do it as a neiro, you should do it later.
When you say Kiddush, alayyan, yeah. Let's say when you make tefillin and you say Shekhshan Tzatzan Lahamuach Tefillin, you will not enhance that bracha by reciting that alakot. But the guy said, Bracha Bracha and Lahamuach Tefillin, doesn't have. But there was some bracha, you have to know which one. That's what the Sefer HaKhinuch asks, how in mitzvahs to Kiddush and bracha. How did the Chacham know which mitzvah is enhanced, which bracha is enhanced by reciting it alayyan and which are not enhanced? So you have to figure out which one. Never heard that anybody should say, let's say, Shlosani Goy, Shlosani Yov, Shlosani Isha on a kos. That's not. Another bracha here? I don't know. We could say Shachyanu and Shul also.
No,
she's
not giving
the mitzvah.
She wants to be Makabal Shabbos with our Lakas Neiros. So therefore, the moment that
she's Makabal, not Shabbat,
she's
going to
say
Shachyanu.
Right. So then at that moment,
she was going to
Makabal Yantim. So at that moment, she should say
Shachyanu. But the Gemara says, nonetheless, that it's preferable to save the bracha of Shachyanu until you recite the Kiddush Alayayim and then have the Shachyanu enhanced by having it also recited Alakos, Alayayim, Bracha Alakos. So the same thing for the women, the same for the men and for the women, the same thing. The first second, the Rama Prabhupada Dushas Yantim, I could also say Shachyanu. But I don't, because I saved it for the Kiddush. So now the time of the men for the women. Same thing. The women
do
also
save it. Yeah,
you should be Mekabal Yom Tov before Nauru. You should really be Mekabal for Sabbath Yom Tov half an hour before Shkia, just like you do for Shabbat. You don't have Nauru then, you're going to not going to have Nauru for another hour. You don't have Nauru after 7 o'clock. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that text is in the Masik Mechol Al HaKadosh. And the Shofara quotes that in Hilchas Kiddush. It says that there was one opinion that you should be Masik Mechol Al HaKadosh. The right is one opinion because the Rambam doesn't quote that in. The Rambam only passes as a mitzvah for Sefer on Yom Kippur. It doesn't pass in on every Shabbos and Yom Kippur. But the Mechaber writes, Yesh Omrim, the Tesis opinion is not so, that every Shabbos and Yom Kippur is a mitzvah for Sefer. How long is his manah for Sefer? So the Beis Yosef quotes that there is some Shabbos to say, Chad Yishor. Some are trying to say sure. So those who say sure, they probably don't mean in 60 minutes, an hour of sure. But those who say hour, some amount of time, a while. But those who say chat is sure, they probably mean a half an hour, something like 30 minutes. They probably don't mean a half of a while. So we say sure. Sure means a while, as mom would.
Maybe you
should
tell them. Say you can be sure. You need a certain amount of time.
I don't think so. It's unclear how much the time is. So those who say Chatzi Shor, so the proper thing is, it should be much Mechol Al HaKadosh, from the Kabbalah Shabbos and Yom Tov, before whenever Bein HaShmosheh begins. That's the question, when does Bein HaShmosheh begin? So there are various opinions in Perek on number of meetings, of course, in all things. If you don't rely on the Baal HaTanya, both in the Mishnah and Achsidim,
together,
the Lord of the Baal HaTanya, both say that you should be cautious for the pitching of our beauty. The Ainu, that the Bein HaShmosheh begins right as Shkia. Then she must remember that that's not the Sefer, because the Sefer says you have to fight for half an hour before Shkia.
Yes,
the women
should
also not mention it in half an hour. They should mention it.
way before that.
So what does that mean? 12 minutes before. So what is the point for the women? Should be 12 minutes before they measure for half an hour.
The women should also bench lift by a half an hour before she is.
That's the proper thing. But they do 8 minutes.
You explain, didn't you understand? Oh, you weren't here. That's why you couldn't take the picture.
That's
about
it short.
Did we talk
about
this stuff? By the tears, right? Morgan, I've also put the opinion of the Sefer Yireya, who says that Sefer Tehillim begins at Shkia. And Terach Moshe says 18 minutes before Shkia.
When you say that the women have to think it would come a half an hour earlier, does that mean from the time they bench lift now or from Shkia? That's what it is. When you say that,
so what is doing that Shkia is the beginning of Ben Hashmashah?
Right.
And you have to be most in the Chorah HaKadosh B'Shua Ben Hashmashah. So we have to show to the men and the women. Everybody should be in the Kabbalah Shabbos by a half an hour before Shkia. So the women should bench lift 31 minutes before the Shkia. And that's the problem if you're ready to Kabbalah Shabbos and you can't daven mincha. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that's based on the Yerushalmi that it's forbidden to daven in Tfilas Kol B'Shabbos. Not only B'Shabbos, Shabbos, even doing his mana posev B'Shabbos. It says it's forbidden to daven in Tfilas Kol. So that's why the Magen Avraham quotes from the Rishonim that when they finish davening mincha and shul on Friday afternoon, they will send their children home to their wives to tell them to bench lift. So the chosh is for the Shikmas Abahaz. That when the Isha is not black, it's a posev B'Shabbos to all of their bodies. Don't call her. So if she's going to bench lift, no one can daven mincha. So he's to wait till after they finish the Chazaras HaShas and Shul, after they finish daven mincha and Shul, and then they'll send a message to the women that they should bench lift at home. Because there were choshes for the Shita Sabbath. Years ago, people used to really be observant, used to be religious. So again, so the Gemara says there, that's the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem and Veis. The Gemara says, you cannot say Shachyanu on Yom Kippur and not be Mekabel Kedusha Sayyad. You can bench lift and not be Mekabel Kedusha Sayyad, because we talking against the Bahag. The woman can make a Tanai B'Leiv or B'Peh, but she's not Mekabel Tosefet Shabbos or Tosefet Yom Tov. But she cannot say Shachyanu and have a mind not to be Mekabel. Then it's a Brach of Ratova. What do you say Shachyanu? We'll cover the Erev Yom Kippur. You say Shachyanu on Yom Kippur, not on Erev Yom Kippur. That's a B'Serish Yigimara in Erev and Dachmeh. So the Gemara says there, what are you going to do? How can you possibly recite the Bari? How can you recite the Shachyanu on Leil Yom Kippur ala Yayin? The din is Avraham Tzol Sheyitzam. If no one's going to drink the wine, that's the equivalent to not reciting the Bracha ala Kos. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara. Otherwise, why don't you just say Shachyanu ala Kos, and no one will drink it? What's the problem? So you'll still fulfill an Indian of Bracha ala Kos. And the Gemara says, no, Avraham Tzol Sheyitzam. That's the Pesha pshat in the Gemara. The Orach HaShulchan has that unbelievable over here. The famous Orach HaShulchan, the Reish Ha'inalef, he says that Amvach Tzorech, whenever it says Tzorech, it means only Lechatzilim. So Amvach Tzorech Sheit is only Lechatzilim. But yet, if you don't drink the wine at all, you eat it. As the right one, they say, even if you don't drink it all, you eat it. Then he says, even if you don't hold like that, but he's convinced that that's true. Even if you don't hold like that, but the Gemara says, on Rosh Hashanah, you have to taste a little bit with Kamon, how much is the even, and of course it's Malay Lugmov. So the Gemara says, Tzorech. So Tzorech is only the Hatzilah, so he says, but yeah, but the Malay Lugmov is not Rakim. And he says, not like the others have disagreed. He says, the men base disagree. I'm not sure how the Mishnah Berurah holds the Shabbos. Is that who he's referring to? The Mishnah Berurah makes a big fuss about that. The six lines of the Mishnah Berurah were printed different apart from each other. So I think sometimes in some sections I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Orach HaShulchan. In some places the Orach HaShulchan quotes the Mishnah Berurah. But all the different volumes of the Orach HaShulchan and Mishnah Berurah printed differently. I'm not sure. So the Mishnah Berurah writes a big fuss over here. He says that if you make Kiddush or Havdalah and you don't taste the Malay Lugnov, you don't drink the Malay Lugnov, you're absolutely not Yetzer to the B'Yevet. On page 96, that's a common problem by Havdalah. But Kiddushah is not so. I think most people do drink the Malay Lugnov by Kiddush. But by Havdalah, a lot of times people just take a sip and then they walk away. And nobody drinks the Malay Lugnov. So the Rav HaShulchan says the B'Yevet Yetzer for two reasons. Number one, Hamarav Tzor Sheyitim is only Lahatkhila. Even if you didn't taste anything, he quotes the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber has the din. Avai says Kiddush. And then the whole cup, he says, well, I brought him Kiddush, and then the whole cup spills out before he had a chance to drink it. So what do you do? Spills, no one drank anything. Spills, it's absorbed in the rug. Went down the drain. So what do you do? I remember once happened. I remember Rav Soloveitchik was visiting the Bronx once when Dr. Lisman's son was bar mitzvah. The Rabbi Gerovitz, the Chacham Lach, put an advertisement that in the Yiddish newspaper, Chacham Balor here, the Rav Soloveitchik is coming for the occasion of his nephew's bar mitzvah, and he's going to give a drasha and my shul. He didn't consult Rav Soloveitchik, he just put an ad in the Yiddish paper. Rav Soloveitchik is going to give a drasha and my shul, and Rabbi Gerovitz shul, between Minchai Mar on Shabbos afternoon. So then on Shabbos, he told Rav Soloveitchik, you know, I printed in the newspaper, he's saying a drasha and my shul. So he was stuck, so he had a whole drasha. So he gave a whole drasha. And by my rib, the Shamus and Shul said Havdalah, and he was so nervous, Rabbi Soloveitchik was saying, he was so nervous, after Havdalah, he put down the cup to take the psalm or whatever, to say Barim Yareish. He spilled over the whole cup of wine. So the Shalom was, what do you do? So Rabbi Soloveitchik started telling him, Ahu Turmusa, Ahu Turmusa. He didn't know what in the world he was talking about. Places called by Yerushalmi about Turmusa, that if a guy ate Turmusa as a fruit or vegetable, and we had it in Shabbos, I'm about by Zera, I'm about $5. The places in Brachas quote Yerushalmi, that if a guy said, right. So the Yerushalmi has a case that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch Brachas. Brachas. If a guy had a Turmus and he said, go to Rabbama, go to Yerushalmi, whatever Brachas is saying to me, and then it fell in the street and it got all dirty and he can't eat it, and then he decides he wants to eat another Turmus, so he knows he has to say another Bracha. So I was right, you told him. So the Beisheisa says, and the Chabad writes that also, fill up another cup of wine and say Baruch Yagot on a new cup and drink it. So the question is, but that's not the cup that I had originally. How would you drink the Baruch Alakot? Why don't you have to repeat the whole Kiddush all over again? So the Arach HaShulchan says that if you read the Beisheisa, the way I read it, he's forcing this pshat, it doesn't say that. He quotes the line in the Beisheisa, doesn't say anything what he says. He says, if you read the Beisheisa, this is what he says, and what he means is, what kind of baloney is that? That you fill up another cup and you say, I'm going to drink it? That's not Kiddush Alayah. That's not the cup that you had at the time you said Kiddush. The answer is, I'm Rav Tzal Sheipen, it's not Ma'akev. So why do you have to fill up another cup and drink that? And drink that? So he says, that's probably yes to say, to make it look good, to make him feel happy. You know, feel as if he drank the wine of the Kiddush. But he's really not Yaitse Yam Rav Tzal Sheipen there. So you see the Tzairish from the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Tzal HaShulchan. That Hamrach Tzal Sheipen is not Miyakim because the whole cup of wine spilled and he didn't drink any of the wine. We always learn the Shulchan Aruch that that's not what it means. That the fact that you had a cup of wine in front of you at the time that you recited Kiddush, you Yaitse Brach HaLakos. Either din is Hamrach Tzal Sheipen, so that can be fulfilled even if you drink wine from another cup. Any wine that you drink in connection with a bracha al hakos is considered a kosher bracha. That's Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that seems to be a gemara in brachas. The gemara says in brachas that when you recite brachas hamos and hakos, the proper etiquette is that you should be mishagay the kosher bracha to your wife. You should give the one to your wife and she should drink. Now there's no reason why, based on you take the drink and then you give the rest of your wife to drink. The Kosher Bruchas HaMazon. So the Gemara says, who is the one who is married to Yalta? So nothing. His wife had a graduate degree in physics. She was a very smart woman. So he always had a lot of problems from his wife. She was a thinker and a big everything. She had to do her way. So he once recited Bruchas HaMazon. And he didn't send the wine to his wife. And when she was in the other room, whatever. And when she found out that he benched on her post, he didn't send her any wine. So she went to the wine basement and she smashed open a barrel of wine and she drank her own wine. So then Rav Nachman says, okay, you won. So you had the kosher bracha. So the pasuk pshat is that he was kidding. But in Shulchan Aruch, they seem to understand that gemara. The Beisheisa when Hilchos Brachos, Brachos HaMazon, seem to understand that gemara as not as a joke. That any cup of wine that you drink in connection with bracha al hakos is considered a kosher bracha. Let's say I recite Kiddush al hayayin and I pour a little wine into everybody's cup, and then they all drink the wine. That's how the Shulchan Aruch quotes the practice from Tosfos. So in the Gemara you don't see like that. The Tosfos quotes such a practice. So everybody drinks the wine. What is the idea of everybody drinking wine? That's considered a kosher bracha, even though that's not the bracha. The Kiddush al hayayin was recited by me and one cup, and they didn't all recite their own Kiddush. The din is in the chatzila, toshi agbiya
you have to pick up the koros at tefach min akarka if it's on the floor, at tefach min ashulchan. If the cup of wine is on the table, you have to pick it up at tefach. But yet, if you pick it up last, you also yet. Yet, if you didn't pick it up, just sitting on the table is also good. What about the yet? What if you didn't fill it up in a cup? What if you have a bottle of wine? There's an empty cup and a bottle of wine, and you could have poured it into the cup and picked it up, and you didn't. So that's the machlokes over here. The Mishnah Berurah at the end of the sin, quotes machlokes the Taz and the Derech HaChaim. Some machlokes held that that's also good to the Yevit. And they say the Sachet Brachos Lahatos, so you shouldn't repeat the Kiddush again. They have a case. A fellow by mistake filled up a cup with water, and he thought it was white wine. And he says, broke that often. And then he says Kiddush, and then he starts to taste the wine, and he sees there's just plain water. That's better. Not Yetzer, he's not Yetzer the Kiddush. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, I'm not going to say that if there's a bottle of wine on the table, and if there's a deal there, so it's also good. I looked at the bottle, it's half empty, so it's not Molly. So Molly is not Miyakim. So all the dinim, everything is on Yaakov. The wine is there, so that's Yaakov. You haven't used the wine on ten. One, the Sama Chayim held that the Yevid you would be Yaitse there, and since I've been brought this Lahav there, so you shouldn't repeat the Kiddush again.
The Kiddush, you don't have
both of them, you have to. So the Mishnah Berurah is there very strongly on page 96, both in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha. He stresses that even with the Yevid, you're not Yaitse if you don't think you're living. It says it's stress over Torah, and you can know it. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Mishnah Berurah is wrong. I think he's referring to the Mishnah Berurah. He says that he's wrong, but it's not Miyakei B'Niyad. That's only the Hakhtir.
And the same thing with
Torah. So you have a question of Torah.
Your addition
to
whether it is enough and you
could have,
or...
The Mishnah Berurah has this, every so often he pulls this down. Take a look on page 96, and it's the Kut and Samach Bava, the Mishnah Berurah. He says you have to drink the low Lubnov. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, in Lav, Lo Yotza. If you didn't drink the Lulidna, you're not Yetzel. So he gives me the Sharati and Samach Bala, what's the Mocha? Gemara. What Gemara? Where is the Gemara said that he ever did not Yetzel? There's no Gemara. And the Bir HaLacha, he says that he thinks that that's what it says in the Gemara. Baruch HaShulchan says that there is no such Gemara. It's Gemara. Baruch is Lachachila. Because the Yetzel, even if the Shti is not Ma'akiv at all. He says, even if you hold not like that opinion of the Beis Yetzel, Baruch HaShulchan says, even if you know that the Shti is Miyake, but the Shira of Lalugna, that's only Lahatchit. But the Yevri claims that you would be Yetzing with that. And we usually assume not so. Those who assume, Mishnah Berurah didn't make this up. He got it from the Rabbi Avraham, who claims. A lot of Achranim hold that the Yevri did not Yetzing. It all depends how you interpret all the dinim here that the Rishonim are talking about in the Shulchan Aruch. So we usually assume that the Pshat is not like the HaShulchan. We assume that if you make Kiddush and you spill out the whole cup of wine, and so since you said the Kiddush Arayal, you Yotzei Brach Arakos. But then you have to be Yotzei and Rav Sosha Yitra. So if you fill up another cup of wine and you drink it, L'shem, that it should be related to the Kiddush, that's also called a Kosher Brach, even though that is not the same course over which you recited the Kiddush. That's the way we usually assume, based on that Gemara and Brach, is by Rav Nachman and Yalta. That's what we want to show. On the second course. So then it says the dinner of the tuna stuff. But if I had a monkey, two fruits, I was going to eat this fruit first, and then after I finished this, then I have mine, I don't want to eat more fruit. Then, and this fruit fell down in the garbage, then we passed him, and my plate is going to be passed him, that you don't have to recite another brothel if you eat another fruit. But if you only had a monkey, eat one fruit. And then that, and then you eat it. And then you can try to eat another fruit, you have to do another process. So if you had a mind to eat one fruit and it's still, the wine's still, so that fruit fell and it got dirty and you can't eat it, you can't drink it, and then you want to drink another cup of wine, have another fruit, then you have to say another brothel, but you don't have to repeat the Kiddush. But that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to repeat the Kiddush in that case.
You should
say
another
brothel. But you have to say another brothel, unless you had a mind to drink more wine, in addition to the cup of Kiddush. So again, the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem says that why not say Shechianu Halo Yom Kippurim Alayayin? So the Gemara says because on the Rosh Hashanah somebody has to drink it, and if someone's going to drink it, you won't accomplish anything. So the sense of Shat in the Gemara is like the Mishnah Berurah's Achrayim. You won't accomplish anything if no one's going to drink it. That's why the Kashtus is not like that. second, the four sheet is what, how much of Kiddush is Daraisa that the Mishnah Berurah quoted. Pashto is not like that second sheet. The Kiddush al Hayayin is Daraisa, but Halavot Kol Sheitim is Midei Rabbanan. So that shows that Minatay there exists an institution of Racha Lachos Lizma without drinking it. So why not do that on Yom Kippur night? Say the Shachyana Wa Lachos, and then I'm going to drink it. So you don't perform the Racha Lachos Sheitim, but you still fulfill the Indian of Racha Lachos. So the Pashto now implies that there is no such thing. You cannot fulfill Racha Lachos without having somebody drink either some of that wine or some other wine. Just to say Racha Lachos not to drink in garbage there. Not like the Racha Sheitim. And not like the second Sheitim.
That one
the Ram holds that anything on our cross is only the Ram of the Lord. So why does it say Shekhyon on the only of people on our cross? The demonic says you can't because there's no one to drink it. If you don't drink it, you don't fulfill our why not? You want to enhance it? Just like every Yantan, you want to enhance Shachyon by reciting it on our cross. So enhance the Shachyon of Yom Kippur also by reciting that Shachyon of our cross as well. But the Gemara says you can't. You have no prayer, you can't. So the Pashtus in the Gemara implies not like Brocha Shem. Pashtus implies you're going to recite a Brocha of our cross without drinking, so you haven't accomplished anything. So then the Gemara says, why not give it to a Tinoch? Let the Tinoch drink a little bit. So the Gemara says, no, then you're afraid of offering the Nisra. Maybe the child will grow up and he'll remember as a child he only drink the wine on Yom Kippur night, and he'll be a Pashut Balabas, an ignorant person, and he'll think that even after Bar Mitzvah he can still continue to say Shachyanu on Lo Yom Kippur al Yain and drink the yain from the cup. So he remembers the rabbi of the chazan gave him the wine in Shul on Lo Yom Kippur. So that's why we don't allow it, and that's why we don't say Shachyanu al Yain. What if you would have given it to the Tino? So it would appear from the Gemara that everybody in the shul would have been Yotze, the Brocha Lakos, and Hanavot Tzor Sheyitim, by virtue of the fact that the Tino drank. And how are they Yotze? If you say that the Bala Michtam, then whoever doesn't drink isn't Yotze, the Kiddush, Hanavot Tzor Sheyitim means if you want to be Yotze, you have to drink. If you don't drink, you're not Yotze. So what does the Gemara say there? That's the Raya of the Rashbam. The Rashbam and Avi Pesachim brings that Gemara in Erev and Afnem as a Raya, that Hanavot Tzor Sheyitim is loved after Hanavot. That the one who says the bracha like the Gainim, okay? Machab, of course, the Gainim, I love that, because whoever wants to be Yotze has to drink. As long as somebody drinks some of the wine, so everybody's Yotze. That's the kasha against the Balamich. And the stam of the Balamich holds that there are two different cases. That Gemara is talking about stam bracha rakot. That Gemara is talking about shachyon rakot. That would be parallel to Abdon rakot, parallel to why is it that you only say Kiddush on Pasa Yayin? Because of this Pas, how come you don't have the other things that are Allah Pas? How come you can't have Abdol Allah Pas? And because there is an Allah Pas? And this has been true in our past. Well, all the kids. Oh, so that's what Rashi Rabbeinu explained, that Kiddush serves, in addition to being a bracha lakos, also serves the purpose of being covered the suit of the shame through the Shabbos. So the Gemara has in reference that there are two things that accomplish Kriya Su, the Pasa Yayin. But that apparently is why the Rishonim held over here, and Avi Pesachim, the way they read the Gemara, that you can recite Kiddush either on Pasta or on Yayin. These are the two things that are covered the Suda. Here in Reishain Beis, Reishain Beis, we quote the Rabbeinu Tam sheet there. From Perifah with Pesachim, it says you cannot say Kiddush on Friday night on Pasta. You can only say Kiddush on Yayin. That makes good sense. True, there are two things in Kiddush. It's covered the Suda and the Shem Suda Shabbos, and as far as Kriya Suda, would have been good either Pasta or Yayin. But there's another thing, that it should be more Gvara from Abdullah. It should also be a Bracha Rakot. So if you're going to say the Kiddush ala Pas, you'll only have the Kriya Suda aspect, but you won't have the Bracha ala Yayin, the Bracha ala Pas. So that's why Rabbi Tam is masking the two dinim in Kiddush. But because of the other requirement that it should also be a Chacha Bracha, at least it should be a Bracha ala Pas, so that's why Pas is not acceptable.
So based on
that,
our Shabbos morning, first of all, the law book is second of all, that we say the Maxi to have the Dom Shabbos, all the Kiddush and the Soshim, the enough people in the Kiddush.
The Kiddush will not consider it, probably. We'll have to get to that, we'll learn that. The first question you asked me is a very good question. What do you mean that Yain is a Kriya Suda? Yain and Pasuk the two forms of Kriya Suda. The Gemara is back casting that. The Gemara says that Yain is not. So the Shulchan Aruch says that the Gemara says that Yain is not. That's a good question. I don't know. But apparently the Takana of Kiddush Ala Yain was instituted at a time that they felt that Yain is a Kriya Suda. Even if the Gemara says it's not so much, but when the Takana was made, it was a Kriya Suda. Kiddush Malkus Suda, we're going to learn that. We're going to learn that. So getting back again here, apparently the Bala Mishnah is of the opinion that Kiddush Ala Yayin is not only a bracha la pes, in which case it would be sufficient as long as one person drinks the yayin, but it's also for the purpose of being kaveh the suda the shem to the shabbos. Whoever doesn't drink the wine is not being kaveh his suda the shem to the shabbos. Let's say you'll make kiddush and you'll eat, so I'll be yotzei the suda shabbos because you ate. How can I be yotzei because you ate? I have to eat my own suda. So you're drinking of the wine, which is not only for the purpose of bracha rakos on Rosh Hashanah, but also for the purpose of being kaveh the suda, the shame suda Shabbos, by having yayin, the shame Shabbos, for the purpose of Shabbos, doesn't help for me. I have to drink some of the wine also. So apparently, or perhaps, wouldn't say apparently, perhaps that's why the Sefer HaMishnah distinguished between the Rabbosin ala yayin on Rosh Yom Kippur, that it would work if anybody would drink. But Havdalah would work, Bechaseris and Bechasasun, every other bracha ala yayin would work as long as anybody drinks it. Hashem came Kiddush on Leil Shabbos and Leil Yontif, which is not only a bracha ala kos, but also for the purpose of Kriya Suda, so whoever doesn't drink wouldn't be yotzei. That could perhaps be what the Gaonim are driving at also. The Machaber quoted the Shikas HaGaon at the end of Reish Ayin Aleph. If you dalid, then he says the yesh roi lochish ledivrayim, even though none of the Rishonim agrees, is roi lochish ledivrayim, that hamarach tov sheikhan, the one who says the kiddush has to drink. And if the one who says the kiddush didn't drink, but then no one is yotzei. Even though other people drank the wine, no one is yotzei. So none of the Rishonim are asking it. And some Achraim in the Mishnah Berurah quote, some Achraim even said that that's not what the Gaonim said. They interpreted the Gaonim differently. And Reish Ayin basic quotes that there are Achraim who reinterpreted the tool understood the Gaonim to say that, and others say that that's not what they meant. Shavuot also has a different shot in the Gaonim. Shavuot at the end of the third parak in Rosh Hashanah. When he talks about Rashi, that Kiddush on Yom Kippur has a different interpretation in the Gaonim. So perhaps one can say that that's what the Gaonim were driving at. It's a little unclear what they said. Perhaps that's what they meant. But maybe they meant like the Sefer HaMishnah, that whoever doesn't drink on Friday night is not yotzei. Like the Sefer HaMishnah is not held that it's there for the purpose of Kriya Suda. But you know, the Bracha HaFal HaFal they're asking. Bracha HaFal as long as anybody drinks. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from Achronim in Sukkotin Samach Tes, on page Memtes, he quotes from Achronim HaFidish, that as long as anybody drinks, we pass them, that everybody's Yotzei, that that person who's drinking should be somebody who is Yotzei Kiddush with my reciting. Let's say I'm going to recite Kiddush, and there's somebody there who already finished eating. And then I'll finish Kiddush, and I'll give the wine to him, and he'll drink a little bit more. I'll just take a tiny sip, less than a little bit more. And that's not good. Mishnah Berurah says, would even be ever, you know, fulfill the din of Bracha Rakos if you drink less than a little bit. And who will be the one to drink the whole little bit? No, the fellow already benched. He died with the early minion in the summertime, he already made Kiddush. Ate, he benched, he's all finished, and now he's going to drink all the wine. So the Mishnah Berurah says that that's no good. But Hamavarach, Tzorcha, Yitzhak, Mizlab, Babkin, Hamavarach, Acher is also good. But he says that that Acher should be somebody who's being Yotzei. Somebody who's being Yotzei with the Bracha. That's an interesting finish. There's a shot at a wedding. You also have to have, someone has to drink a Malay Lugma, but a Chasana. So the common practice is that the Chasan Kala don't drink a Malay Lugma, they just take a tiny sip. So some people have the practice that some communities they have a meaning that they give the cup of wine to one of the children to drink. Like the mother said in the Erevin Dachna, Lay Sei Li Yimuka. So that's the Shali, was the Tinuk Yetzei with the brachas that we recited. So if he's paying attention, depends how old the Tinuk is. If he's paying attention to the Bichas he's doing, maybe he says, Tinuk Yetzi. What about the Bichas Erezi? Was the Tinuk Yetzi with the Bichas Erezi? Because the Rambam's opinion is that the Bichas Erezi is supposed to be recited by the Chacham.
And then that Yehuda is a prophet, maybe the Kala also. Prophet within the Rambam. But the outside, the guest certainly not. There is no shaykhus with them. So you can't even say that the bracha relates to the Torah. So when it comes to birchas erusin, it wouldn't help if you're going to give the wine to somebody other than a prophet of the Rambam. It wouldn't help if you give the wine to somebody other than the kosher and the Kala to drink. According to this chumra, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's mashma from the Eliyahu Rabbah like that. Doesn't say with erusins. The Torah from the says mashma from the Eliyahu Rabbah, that whoever is not being yotzei with this bracha lakos cannot fulfill the requirement of hamavach tor shiyita. Kol erusin is not such a big problem to begin with, because kol erusin mikra din, you don't even need ala yayin. It's only a minik hagoyin. That need be followed. The problem is the kof nisun. So if you give it to a tinok who was paying attention and was the yotzei with the birchas nisun, so then it would be good. Then it would be considered that somebody drank. Somebody who was here to the poor had drank from the cup. Right. First, the two in the pasta says the brothers and the son relate to all the people who were there. But because the Birch HaSeris and that's a much later. The Tasteless and the Rush Hall, but the Birch HaSeris and also is the Chi Bracha and all of them are suffering. All the people over there have to see to it that the Bracha is deciding. The Rambam has not. It's plain Birch HaSeris. That's what you decide by the house. We said there's an achlekes in Rishon, and what about the Birchas Nisun we started at the end of Birchas HaMazon? The Shal Gachas at the end of Benshin, whether that's an extension of the Birchas HaMazon, or it's a separate chiyuv to recite Shal Gachas.
Should be any different, the same
prophets? No, maybe that was Nisakin as an extension of Birchas HaMazon. So there are two different parts. One to recite Birchas Nisun by the Chukah, another one to recite it by the Siddur Nisun. So maybe the Tachana by the Siddur Nisun is that we extend the Birchas HaMazon. Instead of it only being 4 brachas, it's today 11 brachas. 10 brachas, right? You add on the 6 or the 7 brachas to make the Birchas HaMazon longer. That's how the Rambam sounds like.
Why can't somebody
drink it? They can drink it, but usually they don't drink from the Baruch.
Should they?
He writes in Sharatim to Kotan Sanatala, Gemara. That it's a Gemara, that it's Makim B'riyev. That's his understanding of the Gemara. So that's the Shaila. If you really need the Malol Lukmav Likudra, so what do you do by the wedding? So some have the practice that the Chosin takes a little sip, the Kala takes a little sip, and between the two of them, they drink the Malol Lukmav. That's two opinions here on the Shulchan Aruch. Can you mix Aruch and Malol Lukmav from two different people? Lachapan Yudar writes, Venshtiyashnayin mitzparefes lovno lugmav. The Yesham, then it is mitzparef. Kerem shebein kulam tlamat lovno lugmav yotzu. So the first sheet of the Mechaber is that it's not mitzparef from two different people. And the second opinion is that it is mitzparef. Machli Mishnah Berurah quotes in Machlok Zachorim, how do we pass them over here? Do we assume that Allah like the first opinion like the second opinion? Oh, Hashulchan was a very big maker in this whole thing. He held that they're all Mulalukmav is not Makiv, Al Shtir not Makiv, so he makes a big fuss over here also. He says, what are you talking about? First day is off the wall of that. It's not Mistara from different people. Now that is Mistara. So Pasuk in Chumash. Where's the Pasuk? Lechem Apanim is right. And he quotes the whole piece from the Beis HaLevi has. That the Lechem Apanim is a mitzvah of Achilos Lechem Apanim, and how much? And then they divided it amongst all the Kohanim. So how much did each claim get? So the Gemara has in the beginning of Tzachim that one claim says Igyanik Kippur. He got a tiny bit. The other one says Igyanik is not a Halkor. He got a tiny bit. Didn't get a Kizari. And they divided up, didn't get a Kizari. So how can it be? So the Tzachim is to show the new man. It's not like, you know, they shall let you have a halal with the Tzachim. How can it be? I ain't actually the Kuzim the Kizari. So how would you get to the Mitzvah being less than a Kizari? So the answer is that the Mitzvah that the Lechem HaPonim should be Necha, should be eaten up. So over here also he says, whatever. And there is no mitzvah that you should have to run to eat lechem apanim. It's about food, moshka, messi, day, and
So the guy needs to fight it by getting the schus. Who's going to get the schus to get a little bit of letting up on the So those who didn't like to fight about mitzvahs used to be mistalik. And they let the other people fight about the mitzvah who's going to eat the letting up on. They didn't bother being at all. I bet they lost the mitzvah of eating letting up on. So he says, no, they only kind of mitzvah. The mitzvah is fulfilled when you think of it that the lechem aponim is eaten up, even though you didn't have anything else. He says the exact same thing over here, but with kosher kiddush. You have to see to it in order that, let's say, a guy has a husband and wife and 9 children, have 11 people in the family. The father says kiddush and everybody's yotze. So what's the din? If no one drinks any of the wine, so no one's yotze. Let's already assume for argument's sake, the Rosh Hashulchan holds that if not so, even if nobody drinks the yotze, he says. But let's assume already like the Mishnah Berurah, that if no one drinks any of the wine, you're not yotze. No one drinks the Lo Lugmot, you're not yotze. So I have to drink the Lo Lugmot. You have to drink. He has to drink. She has to drink. No, as long as somebody drank. As long as one of the people has been yotze, drinks a little bit of the wine, so everybody will be yotze. Just like that's Moshe number one. That you don't require that each and every individual person should drink. As long as you think of it that somebody who's yotze drinks, so it's good. And then he says, Moshe number two is,
anyway, that's a machlokes. And even those who say that the Yetzer, that Shtia Shnayim, Mitzvah, the Morgan Avon, quoted by Mishnah Berurah, says that's only the Yetzer. They didn't say Lechatchila either. But the Lechem Aponim was not Lechatchila like that. The Rosh Hashulchan Aruch is perfectly good Lechatchila also. It's against all the poskim on the daf that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. All the poskim on the daf say that this whole opinion is only good the Yetzer. It's really good, because the only going here explains in the Birat Ro why it shouldn't be good. He explains the first day why it should not be good. It's the good point for a little bit also. The whole shear of the Lay Lugnov doesn't make sense in Shemir Tzah from different people. Where does the shear come from? Lay Lugnov from the Gemara in the end of Yuma, the last parak in Yuma, Imam, the last parak in Shemir.
So how can you even start a zero with a zero with a zero altogether next to a shiur? But it should be nitam, and nitam means I used to be like the kashir. So you should require that one person should be toyim. Yeah, Yom Kippur should be the right thing, I'll be nitam. Here it's only a divya rabbanan alfi pashtas, but still, if the shir is patterned after Yom Kippur, and the idea of the shir is to accomplish the siridaita, nothing is accomplished with less with a chassid shir be siridaita. That's what the Vilna Gaon explains the opinion of the first sheet of why it doesn't make sense to say it's mitzvah. How does that
change?
Okay, that's what the second sheet holds. But the first sheet holds the stomach that it is a shirudaita. That's what they quote the Tosfos. They quote the Tosfos that says like that. The way the Tosfos is, I don't remember. Yeah. Okay. A shear, but he calls the Pesach Pesach, he doesn't say where it is. They call the Pesach that says that the reason why the shear is Kemalat Bukhmal is because he needed a Yisavi Daik. He needed a shear Chashev that should accomplish the Yisavi Daik.
Yeah.
How much is Malay Bukhmal is a problem? The Shulchan Aruch says that by, in Sifu Gimel, that by an Adam Beinani, it's a Rav Revi'ah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that not all the Rishonim agree to that. Some Rishonim hold that it's slightly less than a Revi'ah. It's more than Rav Revi'ah. Just that it's slightly less than a Revi'ah. And then the Mishnah Berurah has a whole discussion there in the Bir Alafa that the Gemara says in the last Perek in Yuma that this Shira Malay Lugmal fluctuates. Hagod lefi gadlo, v'hakotn lefi katno. So if a person is very small, then he can get away with a very small amount of wine, even less than a regular beer. That's what it sounds like from Shulchan Aruch. So he wonders whether that's correct or not, because the Gemara says in Avraham Pesachim that when you drink avokados, you have to drink a regular beer. And it doesn't say that if a person is a midget that he gets away with less. And the Mishnah Berurah suggests, based on Nagmar and Avraham Pesachim, that Mechari should go Lechumra in both directions, that a Rav Revi'ah is, everybody holds that you have to drink. And if your mouth is bigger than other people's mouths, and by you, a Malay Lugum is more than a Rav Revi'ah, then you have to drink more. Just the Shulchan Aruch quotes from Iran, that it never exceeds a Revi'ah, never have to drink more than a Revi'ah. Unless you should distinguish, the Bir Allah says, unless one should distinguish between Abu Qaisis and Kiddush, but he's not sure. That distinction that he suggests, between Abakosis and Kiddush, that's today a very popular distinction. Everybody knows that the Brisker Rav said that they're two different Bidim. One has nothing to do with the other. The Maran Frag writes like that in the Sefer on Avraham Pesachim, and the Brisker Rav has in the Sefer on the Rambam like that. They're two different Bidim. By Abakosis, there's a mitzvah shtiya. You have to have shtiyas kalakos, lachatzila kalakos, and the other, if you drank rov hakos, then you say nivah kekula. So that has to be rov hakos. So one sheet is what if you have a very big coat that has several reviews in it? You have a coat that contains two or three reviews, gigantic coat. So there's two opinions in the Mechaber and Hilchos Pesach. Is it sufficient to produce a wide reviews? Because a reviews is called a coat. Since you could have had a coat that would have only been mastic reviews, that would have been a coat. If you drink a wide reviews, that's called a wide coat. Or should you say no, that's the way we're mastic there. Because it's mastic, reviews is the minimum. If the coat is mastic more than a reviews, two or three reviews. So that's the size of the cost is. So you say, look at the cool of that cost, you have to drink a wave of that cost. If the cost is massive 5 reviews, you have to drink slightly more than 2.5 reviews. So that's by other causes with the mitzvah, shtiyas, kola cause. There the din is wave reviews, the Gemara says. But shtiyas means literally wave reviews or wave cause, even if it's big. Mashiach can over here, there is no din of shtiyas a cause. Here it's really a din of brocha la cause. But hamavot zol she'itom. But Tama Tinon, how much is called Tinon? So you have to have Malay Lugmav. Malay Lugmav is a Rav Revi'ah by not invading me. But if the guy's a midget or a younger, young child who has a smaller mouth, there can be less than a Rav Revi'ah. By Yabakos, you'll have to drink a Rav Kais, a Rav Revi'ah. It has nothing to do with Malay Lugmav. But here by Kiddush, but this is only Malay Lugmav. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Bir Alacha that he's Mesukis, that Sarachim, because he's not sure whether the Rav Marek Sachem is a good Rai or not. Today, it's generally assumed in the early Yeshivas that it's not a good raya at all. It doesn't prove anything that the Gemara says there that everybody has to drink a Rav Revi'ah on Pesach night. That's Pesach night. It has nothing to do with Kiddush. If you're a midget, so when it comes to Kiddush, you don't have to drink a Rav Kos. You just drink Malay Lugmav, which is going to be much less than a Rav Kos.
How many ounces?
Very little. Well, I don't know, how much is a Revi'ah? 3.3 is a Revi'ah. Okay. Okay. Whatever it is. Very good. A member of Ban Rishon Lezion once asked the Rebbe, we're learning this din, how can the Mechaber quote a second opinion that Shtiyat Shnayim is mitzvah, that if one person drinks less than a lalukma, the other person drinks less than a lalukma, and together they drank a lalukma, it's mitzvah. But since it says in Pishyut Gimel that every person has a different size mouth, and Havad Lufigad Lachat Lufikatno, so you measure the shear of the lalukma differently for each and every individual person. And the Mishnah has a plow in Masechet Me'ilo that quoted in Shulchan Aruch that the only time things are mitzvah is in Shiurim Shovim. Let's say if I take a half a kezayit of nevela from one piece of meat and half a kezayit of nevela from a different animal, and I eat the both half kezayit and serve to the achilles crust, so that's mitzvah yachad, I'll get malchus. I eat a kezayit of nevela. If I eat, let's say, a quarter of a kezayit of nevela from a chicken and a quarter of a kezayit of nevela from a piece of different piece of meat and so on, four quarter kezayit will be mitzvah even though it comes from four different animals. Why? Because it's shirem shavim. And it's Shein Nechwa, it's all Shein Nechwa. Now Shein Nechwa, if it's Ein Shireim Shavim, then it's not Mitzvah of Yachad. So he turned it over here. Here it's not Shireim Shavim. Since everyone's mouth has a different size, so how can you say if I drank a third of a Melodizmov, which by me is a Melodizmov, you drank a third of your Melodizmov, he drank a third of his Melodizmov, so altogether we have three thirds of a Melodizmov and it's Mitzvah. It's got three thirds of different people's Melodizmov. So how can that be Mitzvah over here? That was his question. So as you just said, apparently you see the Mechaber holds, the second sheet holds, that Kol Shein Shireim Shav made in its power and doesn't depend the Poel Mamish, whether it's measured in the same way or not. It depends on the Shein Hashir. Since the Shein Hashir is below Lugnov, even though technically speaking the way you're going to measure it, the mice is going to be differently by every person, that's called Shireim Shav. This is an interesting notion. The answer that Rasa Lechi gives is an interesting idea that the Achreinim have developed in the Mikdash David. He suggests against the Mogen Avraham based on that idea. There's the Mogen Avraham is in a ratio that says that what if a person made a half a kibbutz for food, he will not say Baruch Hashem. If he drank less than a reverse of the drink, he doesn't have to say Baruch Hashem. What if he ate a half a kezias of food and he drank a half a reverse of a drink? Would you say that since he had a half a shear this and a half a shear that, it's tzarif or not? So the Magen Avraham says no. The same shear am shav made in the tzarif and zemza. This is shear kezias, this is shear reverse, and then that's tzarif and yach. So the Mikdash David suggests, and then he says that he found this in the face of Ephraim, and then the Keren Ohr writes the same on me, that said, group of Achronim will come up with the same idea. Super recent Achronim, pretty recent Achronim. They all come up with the same idea that since the Gemara says in one place on Masechta Shabbos and from Isha Yoitz, I think, or Hamoitzi, in Perek Hamoitzi, the Gemara says that the sheer revealed by Mashke doesn't exactly say this in the Gemara. But some claim that the Gemara says that the sheer revealed by Mashke is really equivalent to a Kazayis by an Eichel, because if you would congeal a Mashke, you would need a revius of, the Gemara talks about dam, I think. The Gemara says that if dam would be nikvash, you would need a revius of dam in order to congeal, to convert into a kezayis. A kezayis is a machlegit orishan, whether it's a half of a base or a third of a base. A revius is a base or machzor. So the Gemara is assuming that when you, correct assumption, that when you congeal blood, it's going to shrink. All the mashkin when you congeal, when they freeze, they extend. They don't. So that's why the Gemara doesn't say this at all. But that's how Achrayim quotes this Gemara. The Gemara talks about dam, and Achrayim extended it. They said the Gemara says that the shear of Yis and mashkin is really identical in theory, in principle, that the shear provides by Rosh, because a revius of liquid is the upper liquid shvalam al kazai. So the Mikdash David and a group of Achrayim want to say that since the shearim shavim, in abstract, in principle, it's the same shear, even though the mice, you measure it differently, that the liquid is in the state of liquid and you have to have a reverse there, and the solid is in the food that you're eating, the solid food is in the solid state, And then you have Tita Kazayis, but still they would be called Shirem Shom because they boil down to the same Shia. That's along the line where Asar Eitzik said the pshat over here in the Shulchan Aruch, that if three different people, each one will have a chotish, each one will have a third of a melod, of his melod, will be mitzvah from the same day. That's called Shirem Shom. It is the same Shia. The mindset how to measure it is different. But the theory is the same Shia. Yeah, that's the kind of that the Gemara doesn't really say that. Gemara only says it by blood.
That is
his God. Mm-hmm.
The Stark
of Tanya. He says that the reason Rav Ravam gives is not correct. Maybe another reason for the same din. That Rav Ravam made up a din that Chatish Shirach and Chatish Shir Mashka are not Mitzvah Yachat. And the reason the Bhagavad Gita gave is because the same Shir Ren Shav made a Mitzvah, based on the Mishnah Me'ilah. That because Dabba Tanya is. That reason is not correct. It could be that the Magen Avraham is right for different reasons, but the reason the Magen Avraham gives is not correct. Mishnah Berurah has an interesting chiddush over here. He quotes from Achronim in Tirkotin Samachet by Oy Samachet. The meaning between Oy Samachet and Oy Samachet on page Mentes. That when you drink your maloy mugma, you should drink it ter kidei shtiyas reviyas, or at least ter kidei achilas pran. That's very intriguing. The reason machloik is the Rambam and the Rabbi, which is quoted in Hilchos Yom HaKippur. That's very close. It's in the Tosfos Yud Beis. Mishnah Berurah Shalatim, the Parashas, refers to Hilchos Yom HaKippur. What is the Shir Tziruf by Shtiyas Nashkin? What is the Shir Tziruf by Shtiyas Nashkin? So the Rambam writes in one place, there are contradictions in Rambam. I think we discussed it, no, a couple of weeks ago. So the Rambam writes in one place that you have to drink the Reviyah, Turkey Day, Shtiyas Reviyah. And the Rambam is mocking on the Rambam and says, what are you talking about? It's Reviyah, Turkey Day, Achilles Park. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Achim, who relate that Machlek is the Rambam writer to this case as well. That true, you have to drink a Malo Lugnavu, you have to drink it all with Asacha, as you can pour slightly in the middle. How much of a Hafsaka would we allow? So he says, if you follow the Rambam's opinion, that when it comes to liquid that you're drinking, the Shir Tziruf is Tefkadei Shtiyas Reviyah, so you have to drink your Malo Lugnavu, which is a Rav Reviyah by Naran Beinan, Tefkadei Shtiyas Reviyah. And if you all like the Ravid, that the Shir Tziruf is always Tefkadei Achilas Kvar, Ben Berach and Ben Mashkin, so here it would also apply. According to the Rambam, the Shir would be Tov Kadesh Shtiyas Reviyas. Maybe the Rambam means to say a different thing. The Rambam says you have to drink a Reviyas, Tov Kadesh Shtiyas Reviyas. Meaning that there is no, we don't allow any Hafsaka at all. It means you have to drink until the Hafsaka cloud. So here, maybe, why doesn't he have a third sheet? That you have to drink the Malo Lugma, Tov Kadesh Shtiyas Malo Lugma. So we have Sotra cloud.
Would that be again
Maran
Brachos, which says
that
one can drink
the
pulse of
29 the Baal Brachos? That's often means that you swallow it in one go. You can swallow and set the cups without
pouring in between them. I know, so what does that mean? That it's how you gain, it's how you earn. You can't have that skin. No, it's okay. She's living with this 5 seconds.
The Gemara in Arab Stochen has a brisa that if you eat kazayis nora or matzah, if you were shoya, kedei achilas pras, then it's not mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham says that that's the lashon brisa is not mitzvah. It doesn't depend on, it's not that this is a shir to the hafsaka, to the shehiyah. That's a shir from the beginning of achilas to the end, has to be tough today. Achilas Pras, the Tef Kadei Shtiyas Reviyas. There is no Shia for the Hafsaka. The Shia is for the Tziru.
So
Ben is in Hilchas Yom, it's not the Mishnah Berurah's fault, it's in the Mechab and Hilchas Yom Kippur. When the Achrayim talk about the Shia Shtiyah on Yom Kippur, the Shia Shtiyah is Malay Lugma on Yom Kippur. So let's say a person is a Chayla and he has to eat Pachas Mikashir, Pachas Mikashir. So what is the Shia? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Machlok is the Rambam and the Rabbi. So if they're talking to the Rambam, the Shia would be Malay Lugma of Terch Kidei Shtiyas Reviyas. So the Shulchan Aruch said that. Not, that's not that the Mishnah Berurah is making it up over here. And Tosfos Yud Beis, they said like that. That's the question. How can you really tell that from the Rambam? I don't think the Rambam has that din. The Rambam talks about drinking a revi is Tov Kadesh Tiyas revi. It's by Stam Yenu, he said. I don't think there's a Rambam who talks about drinking a Maloy Lutmok Tov Kadesh Tiyas revi. I don't think so.
If you've been mistaken amongst a couple of people,
mm-hmm.
so have to be given out and they don't have to drink
at all. That's what he writes in Sivkot 9 Gimel. He says, and Mishara Tzin Ayin Vav, he writes, is a double pashut, the layadi, nishim hoi mekadish biyatzmo. If I make kiddish, he writes in Sivkot 9 Vav in Mishara Tzin. If I drink the Malay Ludmuk, so I have to drink the entire Malay Ludmuk, Tev Kadesh, the Asavir, the Tev Kadeshi, the Spras. So even if you'll be Senech on the second opinion of the Mechaber and Sif Yud Gimel, on Yud Dalet, that Shtiyas Shnayim, Mitzarefes, you can be Mitzaref to Shtiyah of many different people together, that's only if all of the people together will be drinking a Tev Kadesh Tiyas Revias of each other, a Tev Kadesh Achilos Pras of each other. I don't know why, but sounds very strange. Three different people are drinking wine and they have to be Tev Kadesh Tiyas Revias of each other? What does my drinking have to do with you? How does that start?
It's that matter. The German instruction
is that one of
these
is Marzikar. So that's the issue of the Rostas in the minute.
It
could be from the minute to eat it. So
we should
say
that you're already
all around
this
one. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. You are Mitzarat. He says it's a Chumrah. He said that it's only good if the three people are going to take their sips of wine. Terech Kedei, Ishtiyas, Revias, Terech Kedei, Achilas, Pras of each other.
What I'm saying is not of each other. All three together should be added up to three. He's saying that one should eat, and then if he changes his in the second, it should be less than a third part. If he's in the second and the third, it should be less than a third part.
No, in between the beginning of the first and the completion of the third, or the fourth person's drinking, you should not have more than Achilos Pras, more than Shtiyas Revias. From the beginning to the end of the entire Shtiyas should be. So if you already hold like the second sheet, then some of the mashal of the Hashulchan has to be accepted to some extent. In other words, mashal would be lechem apam. How can you say that you need a sheet tzirif over here? You're not mitzvah. You don't need it anymore. How can you be spent from two different people within a certain time? It doesn't make any sense. No.
How
is it physically possible?
If you
hold it
at
home, you can't get it.
Yeah.
How is it possible that three people can drink at the same time? I'll pour a little wine in three different cups, and then they all start to drink at the same time. Either they all drink simultaneously, or one drinks slightly before the other. But not if I pour one to you, and I'll take a sip. I give you take a sip, you take every guy who takes a sip, and all together, five people, all together, we drank from another one. The Mishnah Berurah says that would not be acceptable. The first thing should be totally zed bezed. What he wrote in Sivkot Nesamaches, that your Mavoi Lugmov has to be Terech Kedei Shtiyas Revias, the Terech Kedei Achilos Pras, that's only if you are like the first sheet in the Mechaber. Shtiyas Shnayim Einam Mitzpawethes. Only Shtiyas Odom Echot, they need another Echot to drink a Mavoi Lugmov. So a Mavoi Lugmov for one person has a Shiyas Tzirot. He has to drink it within a certain amount of time. But if you're going to be making like the second opinion that Shtiyas Shnayim came with Tzirotis, so the Chayyid Arach HaShulchan's Moshul has to accept part of his Moshul. I don't think it makes any sense to say. Mishnah Berurah has no marker for that. He writes Dabba Pashut. I think it's Dabba Pashut. And the Sha'at Tzim Ayin Vav, he writes, the marker is Pashut. It's not Pashut at all. It doesn't make any sense. That he should either Shiyas Tzirot to different people together.
Why, how true is it?
If you hold that the Malay Lugmuk can be mitzurah from the shti of many different people, so then I don't think it makes sense to say that all of the different people have to drink simultaneously or within a certain amount of time from each other.
And it's one person, like we said, that just the first call from the office is that one person is being used to drink. And second call is that he could break that up amongst different people. So we view the five people
as
being
inspired
as one person
with
one
shoe. But you can't view as one person is drinking the whole thing. No one is going to have any...
If you give it out to five people and the first person to get it out to finish drinking,
the first
person
can
see the
mouth that
I can
talk. Yeah, you can be mouth sick to talk. That's not a problem. Who wants to talk? Not a problem, you can drink it later. You're not allowed to be masking between the burpee I've often in the drinking, but let's say I took a tiny sip and I didn't drink the Malay Lugmov yet. So then you may be masking. Yeah, why not? You can be masking then. I think so. Just as you shouldn't be mafsik in between the bor piagov and the tchilas hashtiya. But in the middle of the shtiya, that's okay. The only thing is, if you be mafsik in the middle of the shtiya, then you'll have a little bit of your melol lugma before talking, a little bit after, so maybe that'll be more than ter kadesh tiyas revias. It's certainly more than ter kadesh tiyas melol lugma. If you say what I thought the Rambam said, that the shiur tira for mashkin is beli hafsok eklav, you have to have babka ter kadesh tiyas revias. Or here should be tough kadei yeshtiyas melol lugma, so then if you talk in the middle, certainly won't be mitzurah. You would have to drink so much after talking, you would have to drink the full melol lugma later. But there's nothing wrong with talking after you took a little sip.
How long would that be the second? How long?
Very slight amount of time. How long does it take to drink a reveal? Very little. No, Mishnah Berurah is quoted in Hilchos Yom Kippur. The Chassam Sofer is true, who says that it's 9 minutes. But nobody agrees with the Chassam Sofer. They say that it's much, much less. And it's a pink sefer of Yochas Chaim on Hilchos Yom Kippur, the entire Peshut days. It's a halacha lemaisa, you have to know. So he quotes different goyim who give different shurim. So one of them says it's 2.16813 minutes. The other one says it's 2.61852 minutes. Everyone gave a different calculation. At 3.185, they give all, and they tell you how everybody's figured out all the calculations. He quotes around five sheets like that, but decimals, four or five decimals. How many minutes? But 9 minutes, if no one holds like that, from Sefer. The Mishnah Berurah The Mishnah Berurah even has it in one place, Lekula, I think, not by Hilchos Peisach. Can you write about the place of Lekula? That if you eat the Kazayat Matzah Tepeh Kulif Bas Mekura, then you write the Deo Sofa Nayan. You write the Bein Lekula Bein Lekula, if I'm not mistaken. So Mishnah Berurah quotes Chassam Sofer, because that's the only Tshuva Sefer that the Pisgah Tshuva quote. Mishnah Berurah only quotes Achrenim that appeared in the Pisgah Tshuva. And that's the only one that he quotes. Pisgah Tshuva is by Rebun Medayim, separate second. He doesn't quote the other Achrenim. And all Achrenim disagree with that. Shulut Chassam said at the 9 minutes. It doesn't take 9 minutes to eat a shot.
You need
a beer,
if
you only drink a rove of the revius, then you don't say a bracha.
So you
can't start the third and fourth toast. No, that's too long. That's a long pause in between the third and the fourth. Right, that's why it's on the Shulchan Aruch. That the fourth toast, everybody should drink the entire toast. So at least one person should drink, and that in order that he can say, Alagat Mopi Agatim, to be Mopi all the others. Because toast and Tazan Achloik is how much do you have to drink in order to say a bracha. One opinion is Kazayas. And one opinion is Melalugmov, and the Rambam's opinion is that it's revealed. Plain has two opinions, that it's Kuzayis and Melalugmov. And the Rambam's opinion is that it's revealed. So let's say if you drink on Pesach night the fourth Kreis, you drink a Roiv HaKreis, so the Kreis has to be a Reviz is a Beit Zomachza. So if you drink a Roiv of that Kreis, that's already three quarters of a Beit Zomachza, so that's already going to be for sure there's going to be more than a kazayis. A kazayis is either a shlish beitza or a chatzi beitza. So it's going to be more than a kazayis. Will it be on the low lugma? Will it be if you drink a rove place? Will it be on the low lugma? So the Mechaber writes that by an autumn benini, a rove revius is in the low lugma. So according to the two opinions, you have to say brach achorina on the fourth course, even if you only drank exactly a rove revius. According to the Raman's opinion, that's the popular view, that's the one that's supported by the Shulchan Aruch, and similar ratios, you have to drink a revius to say brach achorina. So in order to avoid the machlokes, it says in the achorina, you should drink the last course, you should drink a full revius, or at least one person should drink the full revius to be made to the others. I normally don't allow one person to be made to the others with ala michya or ala geffen. Yeah, but that's if the others know for sure that they're mechuyas. But let's say if I know I had a shir kazayi but cake, and you understood because you had a shir kazayi. So if you understood it, you would say normally Tzavik Brachas Lachim, you wouldn't say Brachas Lachim. And maybe by ala michya is a shad, maybe you should say Tzavik Brachas Lachim, and maybe ala michya is there, so filter in the Mishnah Berurah. So in such a case, when one person the Baba had a kazayis or a revius of wine or cake, and the other person had a Tzavik shir, so the person had the Vada kashir should say the Brachas Lachim, so you know to the other. Then we would allow the one person to be made to the other. Sitting right, I think that's Nagia Lalacha now in the summertime. It's of course the Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah has it in. If you daven in Rabbi Minyan, so the Gemara has a Shaila, Rav Kodesh or Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, on page 94. So the Gemara says, Rav, daven, Meirav early on Friday afternoon. And then the Gemara says, could he say Kiddush or not? And he comes home, could he say Kiddush? The Gemara says, yeah. The Gemara comes to the conclusion he can recite Kiddush. And if he can recite Kiddush, you have to have Kiddush M'mach Mesudah. That's the next generation and Gimel. Third generation and Gimel. So he started the Suda also, just 2 days from Pesach, the beginning of Arif Sochem, and there in Brachas, and not Daf, and not Kavzayin, whether if you finish the whole Suda in Bo Yom, before Shkia, would you be Yotze or not? But you say, no, you can say Kiddush in Batamiel, and Rav Sochem, and Kiddush Olam Machem Suda, you can Batamiel, but he's not Yotze, the Suda Shabbos, with eating during his Mano for Sefes. You have to eat the Suda Shabbos after Laila Mamash. So that's an Achlokes in Rishon. We'll make it on that, but the Shulchan Aruch is two opinions. So here there's a different shot of the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham to quote the Yirala. What if the fellow doesn't want to daven Ma'ariv at the early minyan? Because there are pikkurim about being the Kriya Shema then, about saying Brichas Kriya Shema. And he doesn't want to wait so late. He doesn't want to daven Ma'ariv at the second minyan and then come home to start making kiddush at 9 o'clock. He's going to be half asleep. So he wants to have the best of both worlds. So he wants to be Mekabel Shah. He wants to daven Mincha at 1:30 in the yeshiva. So he wants to go home. And when the people are davening Ma'ariv and Shul, the early minyan, he wants to be in the Kabbalah Shabbos at home, make Kiddush and eat. I said the sun sets now around 7:30, the plug on it was an hour and a quarter before, let's say 6:15, roughly speaking. Once in the Kabbalah Shabbos, 6:15, his wife will bench lifts, he'll say Kiddush and eat, and he'll bench, and he'll finish benching by 7:30, then he'll go to Shul and daven Ma'ariv at the second minyan. It's still daven Ma'ariv, he has to say Sekhachah. Let's say he'll daven Mincha with the first minyan. Go home and make kiddush and eat and bench and then go down Ma'ariv with the second minyan. Is that legitimate or not? The Rav Avraham says perfectly all right. Why should there be anything wrong? Rosh Roy. Then Rav Ma'ariv later. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the name of the Rav Avraham, that that's perfectly all right. And in the station, Ma'isa Rav, the quote that his only goyim thought that that is not acceptable. He took issue with this Rav Avraham. Why? So he said, because the Lashon HaGemara is Meduyik Natsa. The Gemara says, there are brachos, rachos, or shabbos, there are shabbos. Rav Dab Ma'ariv Rosh. The Gemara asked the shabbos, did he say Kiddush HaNaz? The Gemara says, yes, I mean Kiddush HaLa Yayin. But with a few from the Gemara, you can only recite Kiddush and begin to eat early if you Dab Ma'ariv first. If you didn't Dab Ma'ariv first, then you can't do that. You can't say Kiddush and begin to eat. Atka, it doesn't give any hesitant. They just spoke in the name of the Vilna Goyim, that's from the Gemara, it will appear against the Magen Avraham. So eventually, once gave a whole Yotzat Shir, he said based on the Rambam, both in Hilchos Shabbos and in Hilchos Yom Tov, the Rambam quotes the din in the Gemara, Chetzel Hashem and Chetzel Hashem. The Gemara has in the Beit and in Sochan and Achleis of Lezim of Yeshua, how do we resolve the apparent contradiction between the two Pesukim? One Pesuk says that Yom Tov Avshalu should be at Tzoros Tehi Lachem, one Pesuk says that it should be Atzeres Lashem Lekechel. So what should it be? Should it be Lashem or should it be Lachem? So Rabbi Leizer says you have the option of either doing one or the other. And Rabbi Yeshua says no, that you have to do Chetzel Lashem or Chetzel Lachem. Rabbi Yosef Engel comments on that. He said that whenever you have snakes of long, Chishim says there, Atzeres Lashem Lekechel should be Achriya Beinayim, so the third Pasuk serves as a Machriya. What do you do if you have snakes of long, Chishim says on the roof of Pasuk a Machriya? What do you do? So he says, apparently that's the machlok. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua, he quotes more than one machlok. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua argue about this. Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion that it's optional. You can either do one pasuk or the other. And Rabbi Shua says, no, if there's no pasuk hashlishi, shiachriya b'neim, so we make a hachol, we make a pshol, we say chetzel Hashem v'chetzel Hashem. So the Gemara says that that's, so we talk about Rabbi Shua. The chetzel Hashem v'chetzel Hashem on Yom Tov. So that, the Gemara says that machlok is only on Yom Tov. But on Shabbos, Hakom Noidim the Bina Nami Lachem. Even though Rabbi Lezer holds it on Yom Tov, if he wants, he can spend most of the day davening and learning and looking his diggers up. You don't really have to eat that much. From learning, no, you don't have to eat at all. The Shaila, what Rabbi Lezer means to say, oh, Kula Hashem. Kula Hashem means he can fast on Yom Tov. You don't have to eat at all. That means, no, there's no need to make a major meal, to have a big avodah and eating the meal. You can be empty with a salami sandwich or peanut butter sandwich, whatever you eat on a weekday. Whatever you normally eat on a weekday, you can eat on Yom Tov and be able to do that. That's the machlokes in the Rishonim. The Balamor learns the Gemara that Rav Lezer holds he can fast on Yom Tov. And the Drum Goyim in the Birag Rosh Shulchan Aruch learns not so. And other Mishnah also learn like the Birag Rosh. It doesn't mean Kula Hashem means literally Kula Hashem to spend all day mamish learning and davening and not eating at all. It means the same as a weekday, eat a little bit. But you're not allowed to say it on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says that this Nachlein is a blessed Rabbi Shua. And that we pass on Rabbi Shua not only on Yom Tov, but on Shabbos, even a blessed would agree to be the Nami Lachem, you have to have a significant Suda Shabbos because we're collecting the Shabbos on it. You have a mitzvah of Vayimik Shabbos. So the Rambam writes the two dinners. He writes that on Yom Tov the dinners like Rabbi Shua that you need Chesed Hashem and Chesed Rachem. And he writes that on Shabbos, it's not exactly the same din, because the Gemara says Hakom Moedim. Everybody agrees on Shabbos. And on Shabbos there never was a contradiction between the two psukim. But he writes on Shabbos roughly the same program that he writes on Yom Tov. How do you have a Chesed Hashem and Chesed Rachem? So he writes the Kachu Hadas. So he gives you the whole system. He writes twice in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yom Tov. There are slight discrepancies between the two of them. And slightly different Lashonis in certain parts of the din. And he writes, you go to show you about Meir. And then after Meir, you eat a Suda Shabbos, a Suda Yom Tov. Then you go in the morning, you daven again. Then you eat another Suda. Then you daven Mincha. Then you eat the third food. The Rambam continues to have five Shabbos Sudas on Yom Tov also, just like in Shabbos. So we don't pass like the Rambam. He passed him based on Yerushalmi and Maseches Nashe Sheni by Biur. When it has the din of in the fourth year, in the seventh year, there's a mitzvah of Biur. Biyati HaKadosh Ben Abayis. So it says you have to get rid of all the stuff. So it talks there about leaving all the food that you want to eat on Yom Tov. How much food do you need to eat on Yom Tov? So the Yerushalmi said, well, food is only two sudas. That's the motto against the Rambam, that the Yerushalmi and Maharsha Sheni, that there's no Shabbos Shudas on Yom Tov. But the Rambam writes there is Shabbos Shudas, both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. So the Rambam writes, you daven Meir when you eat, you daven Shachris and Musaf when you eat. Musaf doesn't, the Gemara says, you don't have to daven Musaf before you eat. You can be able to even if you eat before Musaf, and you daven Mincha when you eat. But that's why many say, based on the Rambam, that if you eat Shabbos Shudas before Mincha, you're not Yotze. Not only that it's not right to eat Shabbos Shudas before Mincha, because you're not allowed to eat every day of the week, you're not allowed to eat before Mincha. If a guy's going to go eat supper now at 6:30, people learn in the code, they go eat supper at 6:30. They finish eating at 7:10, then they go eat Mincha at 7:10. So that's a mission in the first Parashat Shabbos, that you're not allowed to. That when it's already Zman HaMincha Ktano, it's already late, it's Zman HaMincha Ktano, so you're not allowed to eat before you daven Mincha. You have a mini kavua at Machlokes. That's the shaila, how good that heter is. The Be'er Sheva doesn't like that heter. The shaila says it's a legitimate heter. But if it's Mincha Gdeilot, then you're not allowed to have a Suda Gdeilot. If Mincha Ktana, then you're not even allowed to have a Suda Ktana. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why the Achronim say you should daven Mincha first and many Chal Shudas and Pashas up there, because you're not allowed to eat before you daven Mincha. And Rafael Weitzig said another time that would appear from the Rambam that that's the Seder Hayom, you have to have Chesed Hashem and Chesed Lachem. You have to keep on breaking up the day into separate parts. You have to first daven Ma'ariv and then eat, and you're not supposed to eat before Ma'ariv. Like this eighth of the Magen Avraham, that's how the Vilna Gaon thinks of on the Sobi Gemara. That Rav told us on Shabbos, Rav Shabbos, and then he said Kiddush in the eighth. That this could be in Kamal Shabbos, and to say Kiddush in the eighth first, and then to have the Chatzil Hashem, it would appear from the Gemara, but that's not acceptable. That's exactly in this order. First the Chatzil Hashem, and then the Lachem, and then the Lachem, and then the Lachem, and then again Lachem, and then Lachem. That's what the Rav said when he said that shir. He says that, my rib is amatir to eat Suda Shabbos. Davening Shachris is amatir. Davening Mincha is amatir to eat Shabbos Shudas. So one of the Rabbanim who was born in Brisk, and he didn't learn by Rabbavula, but he used to play with Rabbavula's children in Brisk as a child. He used to be a dabbai for Rabbavula. So when he went to Eretz Yisrael that year, and he met Rabbeinu, who already passed away since then, met Rabbeinu Soloveitchik. So Rabbeinu Soloveitchik asked him, what did my cousin say? Come on, let's take a prayer. So this Rav didn't hear the shiur, and he used to hear the Yosef shiur. So he said over there. So Leitchik said that my rib is amatir and shachris amatir and mincha is amatir for shalosh shudas. So he says that must have been a chelik adrush, because years ago after Leitchik used to divide the yotah shiur into, it was a 4-hour shiur. The first 2 hours would be halacha and the second 2 hours would all be agoda, would be drush. So he said that was a chelik agoda, tell me the chelik halacha. He said no, this is a chelik halacha. He couldn't believe it. If he just said a catchphrase, it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? My rib is amatir for shiur shalos and mincha is amatir for shalosh shudas. But what he meant was this Rambam, that from the Rambam would appear, from the Gemara Gaon would appear, that that is the state they have learned of fulfilling the Chetzil Hashem, the Chetzil Hashem. Has to dafke in that order. What's the deal of Kos Tavun? No, no, no.
What's the din of kol tov? We see in our reish ayin beis. Ayin reish beis. Reish ayin beis means hungry, a famine. So not for writers in ra, so they don't write, they don't write din in reish ayin, din ra, so they write din in ayin reish. And they don't write reish ayin hei, reish ayin reish hei, and ayin reish beis. So nine days basically you're not allowed to use trauma for gamma, but if you tasted the wine, even if you only tasted a tiny little bit, you're plaguing it. That's one of the rights that Dar HaShulchan compounds over here when he has his whole argument. He says, Amrotzov Shayitom, you have to taste it. And how much? Mavarukmov, and the Gemara says it on the same dot, in the same phrase, in the same sentence. Trauma for gamma. Shmamina class, the Gemara says, we can derive three dinim from a certain brisa. In the last parak in Pesachim. So one din is Amrosa Shayitam, and the second din is Tama Pagamo. So how much do you have to taste from the wine? Let's say I have a big cup of wine and I take a little taste, I sip a little bit of the wine. How much do I have to sip in order to pass all the rest of the wine that it shouldn't be used in the Kalahaba for Kiddush Avdala? A tiny mashu. So he says if Tama Pagamo, Tama means a tiny mashu, Amrosa Shayitam is the same term, the same word used in the same sentence. Shramadatlas means a mashu is enough. That's one of his several rights to prove his point. The famous Al Hashulchan that the Melo Lugma was not Mashu. The Mishnah Berurah holds it's a Mishkin Raya. That each one in its own context. Tama Pagam was even a Mashu, even though he didn't taste the Melo Lugma from the wine. It's because it's a big Zion to use that wine for Kiddush and Avdola. And Rostov Shiitan was the Ikuva that it has to be Melo Lugma. Finishkin Spirit. What to do if you don't have any other wine other than Yain Pogum? So B'Shal Tzatzchak, you can use Yain Pogum. That's how we pass. However, what if you have Yain Sharefa Ra? But if you have wine that smells awful, there are two ways that wine can smell awful. Either the wine itself began to spoil, or you put the wine in a container that has a bad odor. So that's a shayla in the Mishnah Berurah. He dug up a Pirush HaMishnayos LaHarambam on the Rachos Daf Tevo, on page 99. Mishnah Berurah discovered a Pirush HaMishnayos where he says Mefurish that it's no good. That not only if the yayin is Recho La Me'elov, even if the yayin is Recho Po. But it was COVID for Rekla from a container, that's also not allowed. And then he's mefalpel whether we should accept that Allah has been close, but some Achrayim seem to be mistaken about that. So what would be the din that he added if he would use Yayin Shei Recha Ra? So he quotes, the Ramban holds that even the Yayin is Loya. Others disagree that the Yayin would be Yayin. Why is it not good? Why is Yain Shereth Arayin not good? So this is based on Imam Barbaka Dat Tzari Ches. The Gemara says that whatever Yain is not acceptable for Nisaf Agadi Amizbeya may not be used for Kiddush. The Gemara says, what does that refer to? Does that refer to Yain Megito? Does that refer to Yain Megito that you have fresh wine that overall of Nem Yom? That's how the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sifkat Mehei on page Nun. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says like that. It didn't even commence for 40 days yet. So the Gemara says that you're permitted to use L'chatchila for Kiddush because since the Yevet by Netzachim it would be kosher, so by Kiddush it would be good L'chatchila. So the Gemara seems to say an equation of whatever would be good by the Yevet by Netzachim would be good L'chatchila by Kiddush. And here the Gemara says that you're not allowed to use Yayin Sharech Orah. You're not allowed to use Yain Sharef or Ra for Kiddush. So it sounds like the Yevet by Nisachim would be no good. Because if the Yevet would be good by Nisachim, then it should be good Hatzila by Kiddush. So must be that by Nisachim it's no good to the Yevet also. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but how in the world could that be? That Hakuzea, no, the Fecha Sech Apostle is even the Yevet. He says there's a Beferish Yigimara that says not so. Marim Sachim. The Gemara Menachos rather. The Gemara Menachos tells Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says that if you brought a carbon kush instead of bringing a shmeina, so that the other thing would be good. He quotes the Gemara Menachos. So he kindness is to the other, it's good by itself, so shouldn't it even be good l'chatchila by Kiddush? That was the Gemara's claim. That whatever is kosher by the other by itself is kosher l'chatchila by Kiddush. So how can the Gemara say that Yain Sharech Arai is no good? He says, well, you can't say like the Ramban that it's possible to the other. By Nisachim, Kuzma should be kosher to the other. I can say that it's possible to the other by Kiddush. The question is, why is it even possible to have Tzila by Kiddush? He says, no, it's a bin hakaveh and all the fechasachas. No, that's why. I'm not possible from the Yain. Hakvein lo b'seches lecha is a general din. It's not a din. Just like the din of Hakvein lo b'seches lecha applies to Kalbanis. It applies to all chetzes shal mitzvah. But it's not only a din that's mutual to wine. That's three times. It applies even to, let's say, you want to make havdalah. And Hamam Adinim. And Hamam Adinim is Reich HaRah. Has an open or awful smell. So he finds that he doesn't understand what the Kibbeh has a suffix. But the Reich HaRah may be used. Yansher Reich HaRah is not good for Kiddush. Can you use it for Havdalah of the Kiddush on Shabbos morning B'toretz Hamam Adinim? Why? Because the Gemara has a din in Tzvachim that you shouldn't use Yain Lovam. And there's a machlokes ha'tanaim whether b'diyeh that yain lovin is good. You have to have dafka have yain lovin, the kuga, or even yain lovin is good. The mechaber and tzidah would put machlokes. Rov ha'rishonim ha'mukatshma yain lovin. If you don't have yain lovin, the chatzila should have lovin, but if you don't have yain lovin, it's good. Ramban posted the kiddush, I'll see the b'diyeh. Avroh the mechaber right, ma'abdi l'melo. Even according to the Ramban, that you cannot use the yain lovin, even the kuga, for kiddush, but you can use it for havdola. How come you can use it for havdola? So the Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph on page 100 says, based on the Bi'ur Avdola, that means if it happens to be Chama Medina, Bo'is of Medina. If the Yain Lovin is Chama Medina, it's acceptable. So Rabbi Kiveda is this topic that just like the Mechaber writes of Yain Lovin, even in front of the Ramban, which is, doesn't qualify as Yain for Kiddush, even the Kuvah. Nevertheless, it's acceptable for Chama Medina. Maybe Yain Sherech HaRa, even though it doesn't qualify as Yayin, maybe the Yayin Shereh HaRah should be able to serve as Chama Medina, if it is Chama Medina, both in Din. So Mishnah Berurah says, what are you talking about? This is not a Din in Hilchos Yayin. This is not a Din in Hilchos Mishpachim. This is a Din in Hilchos Tishal Mitzvah. HaKaveh and Allah Tachas Secha is a universal Din. It's a Din L'Hakhila. It doesn't make sense like the Ramban that it should pass over the Yedit. Even in Korban Gufa doesn't pass over the Yedit. By Yorchas Tishal Mitzvah, by Korbanis, and by Yayin and Kiddush, and by Chama Medina Lahabdal, and by your mitzvah, you shouldn't use a double mouse. Lahabdal. But for the Yevit, if you used it, how can you say that it should pass over the Yevit?
Therefore, for the
Din,
so thin, that anything with the
Yevit is
not
allowed to
be.
Now, because it's
so
high, I'm
not
having to say after the king. That's what the Gemara makes an equation, yeah.
So, therefore, how do we use
Yain Lavusho? So, Yain Lavusho is Sifchas, the Machlokes. That's a very good question. Sifchas is a Machlokes. Mekachma Yain Lavusho, while Yain Shiyesh Bodvash, Yesh Amishay Mekachma Alein. There are three sheetahs. The one sheetah is that Yain Lavusho is no good for the Mizrach, even the Yevet, and Yain Shiyesh Bodvash is also no good. Not only is it forbidden to be mocked with Sarabash, even a Kodesh Yesh Batalu with Masha who shall Sarabash, even with Batu Mashishim, even a tiny speck. That's how the Mishnah Berurah Kofala quotes from the Raman. I feel them yak not no Dash Koshu. A tiny bit of Dash with Mamas Batu Mashishim, I say that that's still, since with Rabbi Nesachim it would be possible even to the other, so you're not allowed to use it for Kiddush. Whatever you're not allowed to use for Nesachim, you're not allowed to use for Kiddush. So that's the one sheet of it. Since the Mishnah is also, so for Kiddush it's also not allowed. The other whole Mishnah Berurah quote from the Rosh that we pass in that Yain Lavushal is good. Why is Yain Lavushal good if it's not acceptable for the Sahim? So the Rosh says that the only time this klal applies that whatever is possible for the Sahim, you're not allowed to use for Kiddush is if it's possible for the Sahim because it's Hishtani Ligriyusa. But what if it's Hishtani L'Malusa? Then it would be good. So the most of the Rishonim hold that Yayin Levushal is Hishtani L'Malusa. It's not Hishtani L'Griyusa. Rashi's opinion is basic in Arab Sahum quotes Rashi. Rashi sheet is that Yayin Levushal is Hishtani L'Griyusa and therefore the Bracha Shehachal. But all the Yayin Levushal is say Bracha Shehachal. Like any food, let's say I had an apple. And then I went and I cooked the apple. And in America, people don't eat cooked apples. Let's say any kind of a case like that. You had a fruit or a vegetable that's normally eaten raw, and then you go ahead and you cook it, and it doesn't taste as good cooked as it is, let's say, grapes or whatever. You take some kind of a fruit or vegetable normally you would eat raw, and then you cook it. So that's called the Shtani Ligmiyusa. So the Gemara says that the bracha becomes a Shahakos. The Rashi's opinion is that Yayin, Melushal, is considered the Shtani Ligmiyusa, so the bracha becomes Shahakos. So the bracha Shahakos is not considered Yayin. So then, of course, he wouldn't be able to use it for Kiddush. But we disagree with that Rashi. We say, like Pesach says against the Rashi, we say, Abokhanan Yayin Lushal, like the Vihol, that it's Ishtan Yamal Yutha.
So the Shtanim Lamal Yusta, the Rosh Tain is, why should we say that it's possible for Kiddush? Even though there's a very apostle, that it's possible for Nesach, why should it be possible for Kiddush? And same thing if you mixed in forward Vash, if you added sugar, truly such wine would be possible in Nesach HaGabi HaMizbeach because of these are forward Vash. Rashi HaKomish writes that Vash is called Pri in the Sikas Pri. Any sleeping from a Pri in the Sikas Pri. Yain itself is really Pri in the Sikas Pri, but Yain is a din, you have to bring Yain in the Sikas Pri. But if you mix in sugar in the wine, some other sugar into the wine, that would be a violation of Torah Vash. It's true that would not be acceptable by the Sikas Pri, but that's only din in the Sikas Pri. What does that have to do with us? So that's why we pass in the Shulchan Aruch Sikas that Yain Ushal is good, and Yain that has Torah Vash mixed in is also good. And the Rambam quote said no, that they're both not good. The Gemara says a klal. The Gemara says a klal not only because it's the Shtana Ligriyuto, the Yansha recognizes Shtana Ligriyuto, even without that. Whatever is not acceptable for Nisach HaGabi HaMizbeach is not acceptable to Kiddush, especially in a Kiddush. It doesn't apply to every bracha HaKor. So Havdalah would be good. But because it's on Pesach instead of the Feirish. You see, Yushami that everybody quotes. A Yain Kundisin, if you have wine that you mixed in pilpul in, or you mixed in sugar, everybody agrees that Abba Kreis is Yayin Lushal is good, and Yayin Shiyeshbo Dvash, sugar added is good. Only for the first culture of the Abba Kreis is that because of Kiddush, so then there are more of it, so that culture would be no good. And then there's the middle sheet.